So maybe to sort of point that out, you can talk about this 56-year-old woman.
Sure. So a patient, 56, she had been on hydroxyurea for high-risk PV. It was high-risk because she had had a DVT that broke off and was a PE. She had been on hydroxyurea, 500 twice a day, aspirin and phlebotomies. Now, a higher dose of the hydroxyurea, she didn't tolerate in that, you know, her ANC would drop below 1,000. She got mouth sores, etc. Even still on that dose, very active disease. Was needing phlebotomies every 4 weeks. Ferritin was non-existent, was very iron deficient. Spleen was palpable. White cells were 12,000. Platelets were 770. Highly symptomatic using the MPN-10 symptom assessment form. So this individual was really the textbook of an individual for which ruxolitinib is indicated. Very reflective of the population that went on the response study that led to the approval of that drug, but started her on Rux 10 twice a day. No longer needed phlebotomies. Spleen no longer palpable. White count got down to normal. Platelets were normal. Symptoms much better. Really, just overall, much better control of the disease, both in terms of symptoms, counts, and splenomegaly.
And is she currently still on treatment?
Still remains on the ruxolitinib.
How long has it been?
For this patient, about 4 years.
Wow, interesting.
A real nice response.
What do we know about the other JAK inhibitors in PVERA?
So they have been tested to a less degree. The other second-line studies in PV have been more mixed. They've been smaller studies that we had done prior to those drugs going on hold early on. Momelotinib had such a study, but with its benefit in anemia, it wasn't as clear that it was beneficial in that group of individuals. And paconitinib, it has not been tested to any significant degree. So it hasn't been fully vetted in any of them yet. That's primarily a ruxolitinib story.